and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, God is so good and gracious. You know, I've been preaching 50 years. I got to thinking the other day, Moses didn't start his ministry until he was 80, and he went home to be with the Lord at 120. I've been preaching longer than Moses. Good Lord, I'm 10 years ahead of Moses. Good God. Are you that old, Brother Jesse? Looks like it. Praise the Lord. There's a question and a thing that I've seen all the years of my salvation that I've never been able to figure out why this happens. And I want to talk about that. Now, here's the title of it. Why are you saved and still miserable? I've seen some miserably saved people, boy. You know why? Because they've listened to genetically altered Christianity. And they say, you know, they seem to enjoy being miserable, like God is trying to teach you something. I like to know what. I heard a man say that one time, God put this cancer on me to teach me something. I said, well, you better hurry up and learn because you're dying. That's craziness. That don't make no sense at all. When I got born again, I lost my joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I just enjoy being saved. That doesn't mean I don't have trouble in life, but who cares? I could care less what the devil does because I know in whom I have believed and I'm persuaded he is able to keep what I commit to him. And what did I commit to him? Let me put this down. Me, right there. Glory to God. This is also one of Kathy's glorious sweatshirts. I like wearing that thing. Praise God. What a blessing. Here's a great scripture. Psalms 51, verse 12. For you miserably saved people. I hate to say that, but it's sad. I mean, I'm not laughing at you. I want you to be full of joy like me. Listen to this wonderful verse. Psalms 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. That is a great verse. I tell you what, man, just read the word of God. It'll keep joy in your life. That doesn't mean the devil don't attack. So what? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was shaving and my skin's got so loose, it shut down my electrical razor. You know, and I thought, my God, you see this thing? It's a Christmas stocking. You know? I mean, who cares? It doesn't make any difference. Here's another one. You can tell I'm full of joy. Why? I love this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Whom having not seen, you loved. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. You know what our theme is? Use your faith, boys. You use your faith, boys, it's going to keep that joy flowing inside of you. Now, I mean, necessarily, it's time for you to stop that miserableness. You don't need that. Jesus blessed you in the city, in the field, going in and going out. All you have to do is receive it. See, people are waiting for, where's that? Just receive it. Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. It will change the countenance on your face. It will. You know, my wife, Kathy, always notices my faith. For some reason, I don't know why, you know. Anyway, I walked into her bathroom today and she looked at me and I said, I saw her from the back, you know, she got thick hair, man. I mean, I said, that always had thick hair. I said, your hair is pretty, girl. It looks thick. And she turned around and I could see her checking me out, you know, like, and she's looking at my face. And she says, have you put the lotion on? I said, no, you might want to do that. I thought, my God, could I ever go in there? And she go, you look wonderful. I'm going to use my faith for it. One day, I'm going to walk in there and she's going to say, you look marvelous. Just marvelous. I'm enjoying myself. She's in the studio right now. And it's just so fun. You know, I just enjoy being saved. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saved. I'm healed. I'm blessed. I enjoy giving. I enjoy receiving. I enjoy giving more than I do receiving. It's just such a blessing. And you know, people, wonderful ministers now, we're celebrating 50 years all this year. And they're sending in wonderful little, wonderful things about me. And it just blesses me to know when I'm known for joy. In fact, John Higgins called me the apostle of joy almost 50 years ago. I mean, it's just amazing. I just enjoy being saved. And I want you to enjoy being saved because it's not fun to be miserable. And I mean that sincerely. So today, if you don't know Jesus, Lord, save them right now and put joy in their life like you did me. I ask that in Jesus' name. If they're sick, Lord, heal them because I'm healed. I want you healed in Jesus' name. You faith those facts. And guess what? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Just to say, and I love you. I really do. Bye.